Canmore Uncorked is now officially underway. You literally uncorked on Tuesday night with a sword? What did you do?
I sabered a bottle of Pyramid Winery brew, but I used a real sword. Like, I had a really big sword.
That's awesome. I was actually driving last night and saw the Olympic Cycling Progressive Dinner Tour as it was headed up to the Iron Goat. And it was cool. Like, there was about a dozen people, and Rosanna Crawford and Brendan Green, they were all cycling. And I was like, oh, this looks awesome. I'm kind of glad to be in the comfort of my car right now. Just saying. But
I'd be walking my bike up.
Just one of those really cool, unique ideas that they've come up with where Canmore Uncorked, in addition to all the set price three-course menus. And a very unique event coming up here next week when we have a special guest join us in the program, James Holmes from Murrieta's. How are you doing today?
Good. Yourself?
Good. You're also one of the head chefs here behind the Canmore Symphony.
I've rounded up a handful of chefs to do this, mostly from Marietta's. I have George from Canmore Organics as well.
Tell us a little bit about, in your opinion, what is the Culinary Symphony?
We paired with Quattro Gelato, five courses with five sets of their music. They've actually detailed this and done it themselves. This isn't just random. It's about 22 minutes of music per course.
I imagine a lot of effort must have been put in on your end to actually come up with some really cool menu items.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been going on since November. We kept it under wraps for a long time. I basically gave the music to all my chefs each course, and they kind of just went away with it and came back, and we've tweaked it since. And
I've seen some of the previews. What kind of pressure do you feel?
It's a lot. I've been quoted saying it's probably the biggest event of my career. It's the biggest challenge. It's something different, something never done that we can even find.
So you're doing something that's never been done before. Mm-hmm. That must not be nerve-wracking at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. I can see this because it's so unique. As a real like foodie kind of event. I mean, people can say, I was here, I did this music and food pairing.
The dishes are pretty complex. Again, more complex than I've done before. But that's what happens when you take a collab of chefs and get together. It just keeps getting more and more involved.
You're here now early in the morning. You've probably been working really hard and doing a lot of media. You know, I've noticed you on the Calgary stations. Compared to last year, is there a lot more interest, you think?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think we had this much coverage at all last year. Winning some of the awards and being nominated for some of the awards, it just put Canmore on the map. You can just feel the buzz is different this year than last. So,
well, of course, last year Rob and I covered it every day.
Yeah. we were early adopters. We were early Uncorked adopters.
We were there every day. Yeah.
Hey, I don't think that local coverage is, you know, but Calgary for sure. Yeah. It's definitely ramped up.
So. Well, I mean, even some of the statistics they presented on the opening night, we're in the five figures as far as menu views and website visits for CanmoreUncorked.com. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that most of the special events are completely sold out. Culinary Symphony, though, there's still a few tickets for this one.
Absolutely. So it's Monday night. We do have a few left, but I would get on that pretty quick.
A lot of people in Canmore wait to the last minute. I think we're at the last minute.
Yeah, it's definitely the last minute.
If you don't jump on this opportunity, you're going to miss something special.
Absolutely. I think people will be walking away with this very impressed and very disappointed if you didn't go.
CanmoreUncorked.com is the website. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, not a problem.